Outpatient Center.
This time of year, everything in Wyoming gets tested. Your patience with the wind, your brakes on the ice, and especially your roof. At Brandon 307 Roofing and Exteriors, we know Wyoming weather, and we make sure that your roof passes the test. Our metal roofing, impact-resistant shingles, and expert work keep your cold out and the comfort in. Working with insurance, we take the hassle out of your hands. Go with the name you know. Call Brandon 307 Roofing and Exteriors or visit us at 307.com. Brandon 307, branding Wyoming, one home at a time.
This holiday season, give your sleigh the gift of confidence on the road. Midas Tire and Auto is keeping you rolling safely through the winter weather while saving you big with these Black Friday deals for your wheels. Right now, get $100 off a set of four tires, including trusted brands like Toyo, Goodyear, and BF Goodrich. Plus, manufacturer rebates up to $100 from Cooper, Hancock, and Michelin, keeping you safe on the road this holiday season. Midas Tire and Auto in Sheridan.
Shan Foster, all-around canine training at Country Pet Inn. You love it when a dog surprises you in training, and that happened recently when you were training a service dog for someone with MS.
Yeah, a challenge. So I watched the dog and the owner work together and just stayed out of it. What I saw was amazing. Goosebumps just thinking about it. She was adopting behavior that would make them more productive, something I didn't teach her. She just offset things that I taught her to what she felt were necessary to accomplish whatever tasks they were performing. Pretty cool.
Yeah, so even for as many years as you've been doing this, you can still get surprised.
Oh, I know, and that's one of the things about dog training that I love. It's magical. Two beings that don't look anything alike, and they're forming this union. It's the best feeling. It really is. It's hard to describe, but people in their lives with their dogs in different capacities have probably seen little bits and pieces of this as well, and I just get to see it, I think, more often.
Learn more at countrypetinn.com.
You know what makes a big difference in life?
I know, making smart money choices.
That's why First Federal Bank and Trust partners with local schools and organizations to teach financial basics.
They make it fun and interactive with free materials, bank tours, and real conversations.
And we tailor everything to fit your classroom or group.
I want to get started right now.
You can learn more at efirstfederal.bank. First Federal Bank and Trust.
Investing in strong financial futures.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whiting.
Thursday, November 6th. From Wyoming's Emerald City, I'm Floyd Whiting, and this is Public Pulse. This morning, we are joined by Sheridan County YMCA Executive Director, Liz Cassidy. Good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning.
How are things going up at the Y? How was Halloween?
Oh, Halloween was...
Hang on. We might be having problems with your microphone. Oh, there you are. You're on. Okay.
All right. Well, you don't want to miss this because Halloween was extra
was
at the
it?
Y. Oh, you know, it's such a wonderful and chaotic day because we have our child care and our preschool and our drop-in child care, and they parade through the building and we trick-or-treat on all the office doors and they go parading through the weight room. So everybody, even if you're not in that stage of life, get to see all the kiddos in their costumes. Then they go over to Heritage Towers and they trick-or-treat every floor at like 10 in the morning. And then they have a party. And then this year, it was early out from school on the Thursday before Halloween. And then there was no school on Halloween. So we had then kids who were there for a full day, Bighorn Fun Friday, and after school in service day at the Y. So we didn't just get Halloween after school for elementary kids. We got Halloween all day. And so by the time I got home, I was like, what, we have to trick or treat? Like, I feel like we've been trick or treating since about 9 a.m. And so
it's a full day.
It's wonderful. And it's wonderful to see all the adults that, you know, dress up, our front desk staff that dressed up, of course, our preschool teachers, when as the different emotions from, is that Inside Out? Or
Yeah.
And it's just, I don't know, it's fun to have a day where it's just being playful.
Yeah. Absolutely. I think that's one thing about Halloween that I absolutely enjoy. A lot of people have holidays that they say really reminds them of their childhood, you know. And for most people, that's Christmas because it's a very magical moment. For me, it's Halloween. You know, I can dress up and be silly, or I can choose to be scary or whatever. And that holiday transports me back to being a child more than any other. And it's great to see parents out there with their kids, you know, where they're dressed up too.
Oh, absolutely.
And I just absolutely love it. My only heartbreak is my one trick-or-treater has aged out. This was the first year I got zero trick-or-treaters. So a little heartbroken on that. But so if anybody wants a whole bowl of candy, we happen to have some.
Go to Floyd's house.
Faith scholarship, something that you and I have talked about quite a bit.
Yeah.
How is the participation this year?
So this is the changing of the year. So the last day for last year's graduating class was October 31st. So they have turned all their logs in and they look great. And I think we'll have numbers confirmed next week. I'd be able to give generously to those who participated.
Fantastic.
So that's awesome. And then we just switch into the new year. And so if you are a senior right now, time to get your log. And so we've got some up at the high school. We get them to everyone in the county. So if you go out to school at Tongue River, Bighorn, Arvada, Claremont, wherever you're going to school, like, come in and get a log. And it's just going to church services 10 times. You have an entire year. So not just your senior year, you can do it through the summer and into the fall. We were getting log books turned in, in October. So those ones probably were in the car for a while, which is awesome. And even the idea of you went to college and you finished out your last church services where you're going to college. Great. The only stipulation of those 10 is one has to be at a different church, just so you also get that experience of a different, maybe religious approach.
Yeah.
And
broaden your horizon.
Yeah. But there's no test score, no ACT, no essay. It's just you get a signature every time you go to church. 10, you're done. Turn it in. We'll have some of our, check the box kiddos who get it into us by February, March. They're like, I got my 10. I mean, you do the math. It's 2.5 months.
And it's $1,000, right?
Yeah. At least.
Okay, at least $1,000.
Yes. And so if you go and refer a friend and, your friend comes to pick up a thing and said, Floyd told me to come in and get one, we have increased scholarships for that. They've looked at the resources at the end of the year and said, this year we're going to do more. And so it's an incredibly simple and yet powerful approach to just getting kids some base with church their senior year. And so as they go into adulthood and things get rocky, they might have a more recent memory of like, it is kind of peaceful when I was going for that requirement to church and to have that going into your adulthood.
I won't press the issue, but there is a donor behind this.
Right. Right. So
now,
we do have...
They are wishing to remain anonymous, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, whoever that is out there, if you're listening this morning, thank you so much. That's incredibly generous.
Yeah. And it's such a cool opportunity for the Y to, we do so much in terms of community work and growing youth. But sometimes figuring out those specific things around the Christian part of our mission. And I think this aligns so well in terms of youth development and making sure kids feel solid and centered going into adulthood.
And, sitting down, a lot of church services, not all of them, but a lot of church services will end up having like maybe a meal or gathering afterwards, or maybe you're invited to a meal and breaking bread with someone.
Mm.
That is one of the most unifying experiences that you can actually go through. And I've had the pleasure of breaking bread with a lot of different religious types. And sitting down and having a full conversation. And there's an understanding that's developed through conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I ultimately didn't choose these other religions, but I have a foundation understanding of where they're coming from on certain things. And it really does broaden your horizons. I know I've told this story before about a friend of mine who during his time at basic training, he took advantage of it because they have to offer all these different religious practices. And so he would go to a different church right. gathering every Sunday because he wanted to experience as much as he could. And he's probably one of the most well-rounded, spiritually developed human beings I think I've ever known in my life. And I do feel that that was part of it.
Yeah. And I was going to say, in the world today, you find you have a lot more in common than you think. And so it's just great to know what are those values and how it's nice to talk about breaking bread, not just your college roommate, not just your high school friends, but to have a friend that maybe you meet at church that is of a different age and stage is incredible in terms of keeping you grounded going into adulthood.
Absolutely agree. Now, when it comes to criteria, there isn't much. About anybody can go down and apply for this.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the intent. It's simple and it's not, you know, other scholarships are great, but I think this is unique in terms of it's not limited, like, oh, we got our 20 kids, that's it.
Yeah.
Or it's highly competitive and maybe you didn't go to enough church services. It is 10 services, no test scores, no GPA requirements. Just follow through with that and you'll have those extra funds for college or trade school.
Or trade school.
Yeah.
Liz, you talked about some of the kids coming back.
Yeah.
You and I talk about this faith scholarship a lot, but there's a reason behind that. The impact on some of these students from this scholarship, the help that it provided. Could you tell us maybe there's something that sticks out?
Do you know, I think the most profound thing that probably meshing a couple stories together in my head, but is the idea of those who had this as a way to say to a college roommate or friend, like, hey, I need to finish this scholarship thing and I'm going to go to this church. Do you want to go with me? And finding a friendship that's not involved around partying or those pieces of the college experience, but having a friend that you go to church with and what that has done in terms of their first experience with college. And I look around my home church and sometimes you'll just see a young person sitting by themselves and, you know, you hate to jump to conclusions, but sometimes I think, oh, they needed this. And there's some part of them that said, I need this solace. I need this peace. And to know that a little like our challenges to be like, work out 10 times and you get a free t-shirt. The hope is not for the t-shirt. The hope is to develop a habit. So you're like, that made me feel good. The t-shirt was a great little teaser, but what I got from it in the long run is a comfort with going.
Yeah. Yeah. T-shirt may have got you in the door, but it's not the reason you're going to stay.
Exactly.
You're going to develop those good habits. I used to have something called the 30-day challenge that me and a buddy of mine used to kind of throw at each other, where for 30 days, you have to either study this one thing or you have to perform this one activity. And I based all that challenge off of the idea that it usually takes about 30 days to develop a new habit. And if it really stuck with you, then maybe, you know, what's 30 days in the course of a life? It's it's nothing.
Drop in the bucket.
A drop in the bucket.
Yeah.
And so for 30 days, you do one thing, you know, and you make sure you do it every day. You read on it. You get to know about it. And all of a sudden, you realize that you can learn a lot about something.
Sure.
In just 30 days.
And you know, sitting off of that, going back to, you know, our health challenges that we do at the Y, it's a little like I've just started a recent stretching one. And let me tell you.
Oh, maybe, stretching. Oh.
Maybe both personality and physically. I'm not great at stretching. And if I just did the routine once, I'd be like, that was uncomfortable. I didn't like that.
Yeah.
I'm not coming back. But if I have something where it's like, well, I'm not going to stop until I've done it 10 times. It's amazing how your perspective and your feelings about something change if you do it 10 times. And even for me, going back my second time to stretch, I'm like, oh, this is a different experience. I'm glad I didn't just use my information from my first time.
Yeah.
And I think that there is certainly a level of that sewn into this experience.
You see a lot of persistence from the folks down at the YMCA. I mean, I can't tell you how many times, Liz, I've bought a gym membership, gone in, worked out for maybe two or three times a week for 1 or 2 weeks, and then just didn't go back. And all of a sudden now I got this bill that I got to pay all the time.
Right.
And it's just this, you know, this creature on my shoulder all the time. Mm-hmm. Kind of like you carry guilt around almost.
Sure, sure.
And you're guilty for not going. And I love the idea that you're talking about this now, because we are coming up on the end of the year.
Right.
You know, we got 2 months left before the big New Year's, you know, and then everyone starts getting, they get into the resolutions. I would love to see people challenge themselves. I'm going to do it 10 times. I'm going to go to this course 10 times, or I'm going to do a 30-day challenge. And after 30 days, I'm going to see how I sit with this.
Sure.
I think a lot more people stick with it.
And it's interesting in terms of, I mean, I get to see persistence every day, like folks that are working through adversities I've never had experience physically.
Yeah.
And they're showing up and they're doing their thing. And one of the neatest things is you don't know where that 30-day challenge will take you, because there's a gentleman who everyone knows at the Y. He exercises so religiously, but it's not hardcore.
Yeah.
It's consistent. And he had this notebook, and I was like, can I look at your notebook? And he said, oh yeah, a friend put it together for me in like 1980 something.
Holy cow.
And, but it's like, it's just classic, not overtraining, little routine. And I think about a 30-day challenge in that same way, like just getting on a road towards a healthy habit. At the Y, we're not looking for people like, we're selling memberships with the formula. People won't actually come. And they'll just pay their dues. We're in the community business. We want to see you at the Y because we know that's how we have a healthy community. And it's full of a lot of people who aren't doing huge over the top health and fitness goals. They're not, you know, deadlifting some astronomical amount. They're doing things that's day in and day out health.
Yeah.
And to know some folks who started with, they couldn't walk in a straight line. They couldn't, you know, pick up a really basic amount of weight. They couldn't endure walking on a treadmill for more than 5 minutes. And where they started versus where they are wasn't about these grandiose efforts. It was about consistent, you know, 30 days.
Baby steps.
Baby steps.
These little baby steps. And all of a sudden, the next thing you know, what was a challenge at the beginning of your 30 days or your first class is routine.
Right.
And it'll shock you, folks. All right. Now, moving on down. As we look towards the future, one thing that we talk about a lot, Give Your Heart to a Child campaign. We are in the middle of this campaign.
Thanks for always talking
about it. Oh, I love it. I love it. This is one of my favorite campaigns that's going on because it offers everyone an opportunity to get down to the Y. And it's like you said, this is a community center. You know, this isn't one of those places where it's full of a bunch of muscle-bound individuals and you feel a little self-conscious going in. Not that those are bad, because those muscle-bound guys are usually pretty dang supportive.
Sure.
And when you get
and
in
they're
there
too, and they're willing to move stuff for us. So it's fantastic. Thank you.
Muscle-bound. Great group of guys. But I think you understand where I'm coming from in this. This really offers children and even seniors within the community an opportunity to join in.
Yeah.
And in things that they would have never beforehand. Where are we?
So we are at 30% of our goal. You know, it's an interesting year. I've had some donors say we can't this year, or we can't at the same level.
Yeah.
And I totally understand there's a lot of strong needs this year, and there's a lot of fixed budgets. And so I get that. And I respect and I really appreciate where folks are being able to give from where they can. You know, we're just getting a lot of scholarship applications right now on the daily. So it's a worthy cause. And yet we're also at the Y knowing there's so many worthy causes right now. And there's so many folks who need assistance from, you know, food through all sorts of other basic things. And I will always stand behind, you know, where we are. We talked about the spiritual component, but just emotional, mental too, of feeling like doors aren't shut and knowing no matter what else is going on in your life, if you're unemployed right now, to be able to exercise during the day versus fester in those feelings, being able to get your family to the Y on the weekends as the weather turns versus other things that, you know, one time out eating is at least the cost of a Y membership for a family. And so just trying to figure out how to keep those front doors real wide open and knowing that most of our impact stories, we're not going to know. And yeah. And that's it, because it's that preventative care. It's that, you know, going upstream and seeing vulnerable populations at the Y every single day. And I'm not talking about, you know, like, oh, I go to my class 3 times a week. I'm telling you there's folks on scholarship we see 7 days a week for 2 to 3 hours. And just like our wonderful library and other systems, there's these safe places in town. There's these warm places in town. And there's these healthy places in town. And I think that the Y, and maybe I'm biased, I just think the Y is something that you show the strength and the health of a community by having something like that open to all, accessible to all.
I agree. 110% on that.
It's been wonderful. I mean, people are so, so wonderful. And just the realities this year, is it's just tighter.
And we're going to talk a little bit more on how you can help out with that when we come back. We are going to send some love towards a couple friends of ours here in town who are doing their best to help out with it now. All right. When we come back, more with our Sheridan County YMCA. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE at 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Since 1935, First Federal Bank and Trust has been a cornerstone of Sheridan.
And to celebrate 90 years of community commitment, we're donating $90,000 to 10 nonprofit organizations in Sheridan. Each month through November, we'll honor our legacy of community support by investing in a local nonprofit.
This month, First Federal will award $9,000 to the Community Cupboard.
90 years, $90,000. Community commitment at its finest. Visit efirstfederal.bank, member FDIC.
Hi, it's good luck Chuck Bagara here, VIP in the Carroll's Furniture First Northern Bank Pro Football Pick'em. Want to hear what happened this week on the Crow Morning Show? Have a listen.
Honestly, retrospective, we should have seen the Buffalo thing coming. All they do is beat that team in regular season.
Yeah.
I said that last week.
You did say that.
All right.
Mm-hmm. The analyst.
You called
that was
it.
My analysis.
Oh, look at that.
I know.
Yeah. Look at the analyst.
Did you see how his chest kind of
went up a little bit? Yep. I said.
I like that. I like that. That's great.
Yeah, that's awesome. He was more confident about that than when he proposed.
Yeah, that was scary.
True story. Huh?
True story.
Right. Hey, it's Magic Melanie with First Northern Bank. Play along with us this week for a chance to win $100 in Anheuser-Busch merch from Bighorn Beverage. Click on the Pro Football Pick'em banner on the contest page on SheridanMedia.com and tune in every Wednesday morning to KROE 103.9 FM at 7:40 to hear our picks and all the banter.
Ready to own a space that works like you do? Come get synergized this Saturday afternoon at the Synergy Shop Aminium's open house walkthrough. Experience the concept of the customizable open warehouse design. Your toys, your tools, your business. Roof. Synergy Shop Aminium's on East Ridge Road near the animal shelter. This Saturday from 1 to 3. For details, call Donna Garland at Sheridan Realty Associates.
Bricks and mortar, sticks and stone, a house is a house until you make it a home. Sandbox, hopscotch, yardstick on the wall, backyard soccer goal, laughter down the hall. This is Lisa Hansen with MC2 Realty. Don't settle for the first house that works. Let's find the one that's home. I'll put my years of experience and extensive knowledge of the local market to work for you. Buy or sell with confidence. Call me, Lisa Hansen, at 307-763-3964. And we'll start your home journey today.
Join the Wild Theater for the National Theater live performance of Tennessee Williams' classic, A Streetcar Named Desire, Thursday, November 13th at 6 p.m. Blanche DuBois moves to New Orleans to live with her sister Stella, creating clashes between Blanche and Stella's husband Stanley, which pushes her into insanity. See the twists and turns for yourself. Tickets are available now at the Wild Theater box office or online at wildtheater.com. A Streetcar Named Desire, Thursday, November 13th.
Okay, we set the clocks back, so now I get a whole nother hour of can't sleep. Well, the same goes for you thinking you can fix or tune up your own 4x4, snowmobile, or side-by-side. Because that extra hour of frustration still won't make you a mechanic. Bring it to Hendo's Service Center, where the Hendo's pros get it done the first time, fast turnarounds, fair prices, and winter-ready performance. Hendo's Service Center. More horsepower, less headache on Sheridan's Heartland Drive.
Good morning. Welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm your host, Floyd Whiting. This morning, we're speaking with Sheridan County YMCA Executive Director Liz Cassidy. Before we took a break, I told you we were going to send a shout out to a certain somebody who's really helping out with this the campaign, Give Your Heart to a Child. It's going on now. And there are some friends of yours here in town who've really stepped up. Fremont Toyota. Tell me about this partnership.
Yeah, just a really neat way to share their support of the YMCA and you know, wanting to give back. They are donating $100 for every vehicle sold during the campaign. And so kind of a driving for the cause.
That's a pretty good way of putting it, yeah.
But just, I mean, we're like, yes, we're in. Chris Hayden is a big shout out to him. He is like a community advocate. And so he has always campaigned for us and he works there and they are just like 100% in. And it's just an incredible way that, you know, there's lots of local businesses that, give and they give to so many things.
Yeah.
And we're always pretty cognizant of that at the Y of how many asks our local businesses get. But to give so generously in this way, you know, we talk about things are tight. But if you are in the car shopping mode, if that is where you're at, you know, if you do a Christmas bow on a car, what a wonderful time to go support them. I've just been in awe that that's something that they would be willing to do.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, what did Mr. Rogers tell us to do? Find the helpers.
Yeah.
You know, find the helpers and link hands with them. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes a community strong. Moving on down the line, I'm running out of time with you. So one thing that I did want to talk about is a very unique opportunity that she's starting to offer at the Sheridan County YMCA. Parent Youth Weight Room Orientations. What is this?
Yeah, so we've done this for a long time, but I was talking to a mom who has went through it and she was like, I don't think everyone knows. So I was like, well, it's a good time to ring the bell again. So
yeah.
This is for kiddos who are fifth grade to eighth grade. So they're not old enough to be in the weight room by themselves. And it's a one time you sign up and they do a full orientation with mom and or dad and child. And so it's the idea of this is how a junior high, late elementary kiddo can safely use the weight room. This is the equipment, you know, like for this age, you know, some of the free weights that are larger, those kind of things are not safe.
Yeah.
These are the machines they can use. This is, you know, like some rules of thumb on how to do it safely so they don't end up.
Oh, that's great.
Hurting themselves. And then with the hope that then they have a badge they can wear. So the weight room attendants know, oh, this is a kiddo who's went through the training.
They know what they're doing.
Yep. And then they can come in before they are in ninth grade with their parents. So they just have to be within a line of sight. So it has just been so cool. And I was just talking to a staff. We've had it for a long time. But this fall, we've had so many kids go through it. And that's cool. But what's really neat and really in the Y's mission is we get to watch moms and dads and kids working out together.
Bonding.
Oh my gosh. And it's so great. This mom and dad who are just incredible. We're like both cheering and counting for their son as he was doing some like assisted pull-ups. And then as soon as he got done, you know, I was like, yeah. And it was just like this great little celebration. And then he's like, all right, Dad. And then they switch spots and he's cheering for his dad. And I just, sorry, it's just.
No, it gets you.
It gets you because it's like, that's it. It's not complicated. Just families coming together for something healthy. And we've seen, you know, there's two fifth grade girls that come in and they have their routine and mom's there with them. But they weren't friends before, but they both went through the training. So the mom's like, I'll bring you guys in together. And they're workout buddies.
Oh, that's
and
fantastic. So
it's just a cool thing for kids who maybe organized sports isn't their thing, but they do want to like build muscles, build, you know, strength and endurance. Mm-hmm. And oh, they feel so adult. It's just the most wonderful thing when you see them go get their badge and put it on and they know what they're supposed to be doing.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's another thing, you know, an intimidation factor mm-hmm. in the weight room. All these different machines in there, these free weights. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to use them. So right. I'm going to go ahead and just avoid this room. It's great that you even just have an orientation class. Let's mm-hmm. learn how to use this machine. Let's figure right. this out. What if I want to work on this? Okay, well, let's go to that mm-hmm. one. What a great experience. And then you top that off with this bonding between, yeah. you know, parents and their kids or guardians and the kids. And it's, yeah, really heartfelt stuff. How do I join this?
So you can register at any time. It's ongoing. And what's nice about it is where you don't have to wait till there's a crew of them. Zach in the weight room, he'll get it coordinated with your schedule. So as a working parent, okay, you can meet me down here at 4:30.
Oh, that's great.
We'll go through it. And like I said, it's a one-time thing, but the hope is it's ongoing that yeah. they have access and they have the proper training to be safe.
Well, that's amazing. I absolutely love the idea of that. And like you said, that's the why, right. you know, that's the why. I have run out of time with you, but I do want to let people know that there is room for kids in the November climbing sessions, another great class that's being offered for kids down there. Maybe they're not team sports, but they want to do something. Great activity. We have a lot of climbers locally. So this is could be a brand new thing for them. So get on down there, check that out. And there are scholarships available.
Absolutely.
And those are treated with great respect and discretion. So Liz, I want to thank you so much for coming in this morning. It is always a pleasure seeing
thank
you, my
you.
Friend. All right. When we come back, we're going to speak with Aaron Butler from the YO Theater. Stay with us. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM, Sheridan.
Hey, Riley, remember learning about money when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah, mostly how to spend it.
That's why First Federal Bank and Trust is helping kids and teens learn how to manage it.
We bring financial literacy right into classrooms and organizations, totally free.
With interactive tours, materials, and real banking pros to answer questions.
Want to bring it to your group? Visit efirstfederal.bank.
First Federal Bank and Trust.
Building strong financial futures together.
Sheridan Media is proud to sponsor the Special Olympics Festival of Trees fundraiser Thursday, November 20th at the Ramada Plaza in Sheridan. It's a winter wonderland of Christmas magic. The evening starts with cocktails and hors d'oeuvres at 6, followed by the silent auction, live auction, and live entertainment. For more information or tickets, sponsorships, or auction items, please call 751-5738. Proceeds support Special Olympics athletics in Sheridan and Johnson County.
What would Christmas be without tradition? Without the comfort of home, the joy of family, and smiles of children? Open your heart this year during the 26th annual Christmas Wish Campaign. Due to temporary circumstances beyond their control, some families, friends, and neighbors struggle to make ends meet, let alone have a Merry Christmas. It's tradition for the Christmas Wish Campaign to bring the spirit of the holidays to those individuals. In the past, we've assisted several people with everything from bills and food to clothing, Christmas trees, and toys for children.
Please send your Christmas wish nominations and donations to P.O. Box 5086 Sheridan or submit them online at SheridanMedia.com as soon as possible. All wishes must be submitted in writing and must include your name and phone number. There are follow-up questions our committee will need to have answered to properly assess each wish. Wishes must be received by Friday, November 29th.
Partners for this year's Christmas Wish campaign are First Federal Bank and Trust, Heartland Kubota, Advanced Auto Body, Wyoming Corporate Office, Odell Construction, and A-Line Roofing and Exteriors.
Sheridan County High School seniors, here's your opportunity to earn a $1,000 scholarship to put towards your education or vocational training. All you have to do is attend 10 church services, any church, and record each one in your attendance log. Pick up your log today at the Sheridan County YMCA. Last year, students right here in Sheridan County earned more than $46,000 through this program, and this year they want to include you. Take the first step towards your future and stop by the YMCA to pick up your log. Presented by the Sheridan County YMCA, building spirit, mind, and body for all.
This time of year, you can almost hear your pickup hollering, "Save me! There's road salt out there." And it's right. That stuff will chew through a frame faster than a coyote on roadkill. Best get her undercoated at Vulcan Collision Center, located in the old Holly Seed building under that big old chimney. He'll seal her up tight and keep the rust from ever taking hold. Don't wait for the first storm. Undercoat now at Vulcan Collision Center before your truck says, "Save me! There's road salt out there."
This is the captain at Captain Clean. Do you have a giant mess you need cleaned up? Did you just build a house or building and can't tackle the amount of unforeseen sheetrock dust? Call our team at Captain Clean and let our experts take over. From post-construction cleanups to sewer backups, there is rarely a mess too big for us to tackle. Call Captain Clean today, 672-0726. Affordable choices for healthy living.
We clean more for you. We're Captain Clean.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse, proudly brought to you by our friends out there at First Federal Bank and Trust. I'm Floyd Whiting. For our second part this morning, we're joined by the Executive Director of the YO Performing Arts and Education Center, Aaron Butler. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Good. I'm good.
The weather is changing.
It's changing. And it's November, which is so strange.
Yeah. Seems a little late. Last night was incredibly warm for some reason.
It was so nice. It's been so nice. We did the, you know, we did just did that Day of the Dead thing.
Yeah.
It was just this last weekend. And it was like 70. It was amazing outside. It was so great. It was so fun.
How full was that? Did you get a lot of kids in there?
We did. We got a ton of kids. It was so funny. I've been telling people. So we did a free showing of the film, A Book of Life.
Great film.
Yeah, which is so good. And it was like 10 to 2. 2 was when the movie was starting, and we had 6 people there. And I was like, cool. Okay. I guess we'll show a film to 6 people. Okay. And then it was 2 o'clock, and there were like 50 people there. It was like everyone showed up at once. So.
Everyone just came piling through the
Door. Anyway, it was so nice. It was such a fun. It was a fun day.
How was the Rocky Horror Picture Show this year?
Well, as you know.
As I know.
It was insane. It was awesome.
Oh man,
we had a huge audience this year. I mean, far surpassed last year's, and I guess I haven't really looked back to years prior, but this year was extra. It was extra everything.
You had to open up the upstairs.
Yeah. It was fun.
What a great show too.
Oh my gosh, and all the actors were great.
Yeah, they were. And you know, Odom and his people, they get out there and they do this every year.
Yeah.
And it's something that I attend every year, and it just keeps getting better.
Mm.
And I was speaking with Aaron off to the side, and he told me, he said, you know, every year I think to myself, how am I going to top this, man? How am I going to make next year better?
Mm-hmm.
But somehow they always work it out. They get it done.
Inspiration.
Speaking of great shows.
Yeah.
The Met Live in HD. Do you get a lot of folks come in to watch that?
no, but you know what? There's like a core group of people that show up.
Who really appreciate
every show.
Fantastic.
I mean, every show. And it's funny because I joke that it's sort of like your gym buddy or whatever. Like if you don't show up to one of the operas and you're part of that little group that always goes.
Oh, they're going to find you.
Oh, you're going to hear. Like, where were you last weekend? Blah, 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 you know. But it's such a great group of people, and they really, really, truly appreciate the art form. And then, of course, depending on the show, we get a larger or smaller crowd. And also, Tony Sawyer, he's a teacher at the junior high.
Yeah.
Has this great program with the junior high kids where he brings a group of them to, I think, 4 productions a year.
That is awesome.
It's so awesome. It's so awesome. And he's so great because he'll bring this group of kids. The Met pays for it. It's a whole program that the Met does, which is really, really cool. But he brings this group of kids and then he'll talk through the opera before it starts. So they'll like gather in the lobby and he'll give a little synopsis and like talk about the history and talk about the music and talk about what they're going to see. And then they watch the show.
That is great.
It's so cool. They have pizza at intermission. It's really neat. It's really neat.
Aaron, I really like that. Who was that teacher again?
His name's Tony Sawyer.
Tony Sawyer. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Tony Sawyer, yeah, for exposing the kids to such beauty and culture.
It's pretty cool.
And I mean, he's developing an appreciation.
Oh, absolutely.
For these things.
And we need people to do that.
Because, absolutely.
You know, our audiences are aging and people are, increasingly... their attention span, and myself included, you know, these operas are incredible, but they're so long. So you just really have to like, once you get in there and you're watching it, it sweeps you away. Of course, you know, you just get lost in the story and the beauty of the music and all the thing, and the, oh my gosh, the sets. But you really got to just be present, you know?
I would recommend anybody go in there, mm-hmm, at least give it a shot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what's it going to cost you to go in and watch one? You may fall in love.
Yeah.
You may decide, you know what? This is fun. Mm. And I like this. Mm-hmm. What's the next one we can see?
So this weekend, this Saturday, we have Puccini's La Bohème, which is probably one of the most famous operas ever.
Oh, there you go. Great opener for someone.
Yeah. I mean, there's many that are quite famous. This is up there with them. Really epic sets. Sometimes there's a train on stage. I mean, it's just like this huge production. It's not dissimilar to Les Mis.
Really?
Floyd.
So. Hint, hint.
I know how much you love that one.
I do. I absolutely do.
It's a really beautiful story. And the thing that's extra exciting about this weekend is that this is our first Met Live in the season. So there was one that opened the Met season in October. We couldn't present it in October because of Hello Dolly. So that's being pushed to January. But this is our first one. So it's fun to finally open the Met.
All right. So folks, if you haven't gone, I would suggest heading on down there. Mm-hmm. Give it a shot.
Yeah.
You might find something that you like to do. And who knows? It might be one of those things you could take your wife, take your husband, have a great time. Mm-hmm. Tuesday, November 11th, something near and dear to my heart, Liberty Concert.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
It's awesome. So this is presented by the Hub on Smith and really is the genius child of Susie Schatz Hills. If folks know her, they know the energy that comes with her.
She's amazing.
She's crazy. She's great. It's incredible. She's gathered 60 community members for this enormous choir. So there's a huge choir, there's a teeny tiny band, there's projections, there's a story, there's this like beautiful story about our country. Of course, they're going to do all the music. There's, like I say, there's beautiful projections. They've gathered images of veterans from throughout our community that they'll be showing. So it's just really incredible tribute to our veterans, to our military, to the folks who have, you know, served. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Floyd, for your service.
Worries. Happy to do it.
So that's happening on, as you said, November 11th, which is Veterans Day. And it's a free event. There's a show at 1 p.m. and one at 6:30. But in order to get in, you do need a ticket. So you can go online and do that through our website. But just to ensure that you get a space so the seats are reserved.
What a fantastic unifying show, mm-hmm, folks. Let all of us come together on this day. Because when you boil it all down, we're all Americans together.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love to see tickets get sold out and this place just get full. Wednesday, the next day, November 12th, mm-hmm, City Planning Division, open house.
Yeah.
This is a little unusual. Tell me about this. How did this come about?
Well, so there is, you know, I don't know that I can speak very well to this, but what I can say is that there is reviewing or considering design standards for downtown. And so this is like the very beginning process of their transparency and trying to communicate to the public, here's what our plans are, here's what we're considering. And it gives the public an opportunity to add input, to have a voice. So this is an open house for folks to stop in, to see what might be considered, what things are being discussed, and also to, again, lend your own voice to that discussion, ideas, thoughts, criticisms, you know.
This is part of the process that we were just celebrating.
Yeah, exactly.
So folks, get on down there. Mm-hmm. Downtown Design Standards Project. And as you said, people can add their own input.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, and that is the point of the thing. I mean, it's to sort of show here's what we're considering, but and also to listen to what the reaction is or what people are thinking, how they're feeling about it. So be a part of that.
Absolutely. Moving on down the line, November 13th, 6 p.m., National Theater Live, A Streetcar Named Desire, starring one of the most beautiful women in the world, in my opinion, Gillian Anderson.
Okay.
Oh, she's had me since X-Files.
Did not know.
She is.
Well, you can come watch her as Blanche.
Beautiful and highly intelligent.
Oh,
and,
man,
and
yeah.
Such a fantastic presence.
Yeah, yeah. So this is, again, our first in a series of four national theaters that will be showing throughout the season. Many people probably know the name, A Streetcar Named Desire, incredibly, incredibly well known, with, as you mentioned, Gillian Anderson, who it's a challenging role. It's one of the most famous roles. So I'm really excited to see her in this production.
Now, when we talk about these, and I know we got a lot of ground to cover yet, but one, I just want to touch on this as well. Your National Theater Lives. Mm. This is stage performance. Mm-hmm. Where's it coming out of?
From London. So the Met Live is literally live. There's a few productions that we have to do that are not live. They're pre-recorded because of our schedule. But the idea behind the Met Live is you are watching the performance as it's happening at the Lincoln Center in New York City, which is insane to even like wrap your head around.
All satellite. Yeah,
yeah, it's crazy. So this, National Theater Live, is a similar concept, except that it is not live. Like, you are not watching the show as other people are watching it, but you are watching the filmed version of that production on stage with an audience in London, you know, where theater was sort of originated in some ways, in Europe at least. So it's cool. And if you love, well, you don't have to love theater to love it, but if you love theater, this is such a cool way to experience really incredible performances, productions, you know, just production, the production values themselves. It's awesome. And they have the shows are wonderful and it's so cool.
Yeah.
I just love it. It's one of my favorite things that we do. A big reason of that is because I do love theater. So it's for me, it's a fun way to escape and go watch an amazing production. There is no way I would ever see.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Anywhere, you know?
And, you know, we've got such a strong performance department up at the college. For students, I would imagine if I were up there, I'd be taking advantage of this.
Yeah, and we do offer them tickets for free, and a lot of the students do come. You know, it's all about...
It's a master class.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Some of the greatest in the world, you know?
It's so cool, yeah.
Giving proper stage performances.
100%.
It's a real master class.
Yeah.
I would suggest getting up there. When's our next performance?
So that National Theater Live is November 13th, and then following that, you just mentioned Sheridan College. So they have their fall production happening that following week, Friday, September 21st and Saturday, September, I'm going backwards, November 21st and Saturday, November 22nd. It's a show called The Snow.
Oh, fantastic.
By this really wonderful playwright, Finnegan Kruckmeyer. A few years back, they did another show of his called The Boy at the Edge of Everything. And it's a children's production. It's about 80 minutes. It's suitable for ages 8 and up. And the set, they just built it. It's so cool. It looks like a gymnasium. It's huge. It has like these crazy levels. There's all sorts of stairs. And you know what? The thing I love about children's theater is that it's really thoughtful.
Yeah.
Often the production values are even higher than a lot of other types of theater. And it's fun and it's playful and it has a little bit of darkness and it's such a cool way. I love that Lauren up there at the college is offering this opportunity to her students because it is yet another form of theater that they can pursue if it's something they want to do. And it's great for our community.
Absolutely great for the community. Yeah. And speaking of which, I mean, there is another MetLife.
Yep.
There's Warren Miller's Snowsiety. November 25th. I'm running out of time with you. So I do want folks to know Friday, November 28th, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And then once again from 4:30 to 7:30, Santa and Mrs. Claus at the Wild.
Yeah, for Stroll. They're back.
Coming into town.
Here they come.
So take the kids down there. And then you've got a holiday film day on November 29th.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And that's the Salvation Army puts this on. It's free to the public. Great films, Nightmare Before Christmas, A Christmas Story, and Christmas in Connecticut. So check out that schedule. It's a fun way to kick off the holiday. And then following that, we have our youth choir Christmas concert.
Which is what I wanted to get to. How's that doing? I mean, this youth choir, yeah. Is this a specific school district or is this something different?
So this is actually a program of YO Play. We're excited. Tyler Rogers, Stephanie Zukowski, and Stephanie Nujar are the directors. We have 80 students this year. It's always a beautiful production. They do such a good job with these kids. And this is their holiday concert. So that'll
and
be
who doesn't like a holiday
Christmas
concert?
I know. And, you know, you're going to get a lot of those. So,
yeah, you got to ring in your holiday year with.
Why not?
And, it, you know, it's always kind of tough, too. I'm glad you guys put on things like this because there are individuals out there. We've raised the kids.
Mm-hmm.
They're off at college mm-hmm. or doing their own thing. But there is something about like the choir mm-hmm. out there singing the holiday songs mm-hmm. that you grow to miss.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I know a lot of parents who still go to the football games and support the football team. You know, this is not dissimilar. You don't have to be a parent to come watch kids sing beautiful songs together in a glorious choir, you know.
Now, if I want to learn anything more about any more of these performances or where to get tickets, what do I need to do?
YOtheater.com, as always. Check out our website. You can give us a call. We'd love to talk to you, but most of all, we'd love to see you at the YO.
Aaron, I want to thank you so much for popping in here and speaking to me. It's always a pleasure having you on the show. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. You've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE at 103.9 FM, Sheridan.
Since 1935, First Federal Bank and Trust has been a cornerstone of Sheridan.
And to celebrate 90 years of community commitment, we're donating $90,000 to 10 nonprofit organizations in Sheridan. Each month through November, we'll honor our legacy of community support by investing in a local nonprofit.
This month, First Federal will award $9,000 to the Community Cupboard.
90 years, $90,000. Community commitment at its finest. Visit efirstfederal.bank, member FDIC.
103.9 FM is News Talk 930, KROE, Sheridan. Broadcasting from the Dr. Bateman at Sheridan Ear, Nose, and Throat Studio on 103.9 FM.